Hola.
We welcome you to the Facebook Bible Reading Challenge Live. And I'm Donna Grauke, and this is Becky Pliego. I know you know Becky.
Hello.
This morning it's just going to be myself and Becky. And we are going to be, what's great for me is that I get to ask Becky a bunch of questions and have her just really share her knowledge of the Lord and her love for the Lord. And so one of the things that I know that Becky has taught us about before is praying the scriptures. And I want to hear from you, Becky, somebody who's never really learned how to do that. How do you start out praying the scriptures?
Well, I think I remember perfectly well when I used to read of these people that would read this, pray for longer periods of time. And I was like, how do they do it? Because you are distracted, right? Or quickly distracted. And then I was thinking, and then one day I was like, okay, well, if you just start reading and praying as you read, that is just like, it encourages in your relationship with the Lord, because then you have words, you know, like the Lord's speaking to you and then you're praying back to God.
Okay.
So that's how I started doing it, learning how to do it. Like, that is what prompted me to do it. But then, of course, like many of us and moms with little ones, especially, like, they're barely having time to read the Bible. Right. So it's like, how am I going to
read? Yeah. How am I going to pray back the scriptures when I'm...
No, exactly. Because you read and you pray. But so what we do when I'm saying read as you pray and pray as you read, I'm meaning just like simple prayers, very simple prayers. Like you inhale and you exhale, that sort of prayer. So let's say the Ten Commandments. So you're reading, you're listening to the Ten Commandments.
Deuteronomy 5.
Deuteronomy 5 that we're reading today. Yeah. So it's like, I am Lord, the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. I mean, just stopping there and then just thinking about that, you can just pause it. And you don't even have to pause if you're listening to the audio. But if you're reading, just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you because everything that follows, it's because you are my Redeemer. Thank you.
Yes. And I also think that we can ask the Lord, bring to mind what I'm reading that I can catch a hold of and pray as I read along.
Exactly. You know,
something that I can even hold on to for the day.
Yes.
That I will come back to, like, even then at night when I go to sleep, I remember what I read and think, oh, yes, and Lord, thank you. And you know, reading Mark, just thanking the Lord for the confusion of the parables.
Exactly.
I mean,
even that. It's just like, I don't always understand your ways. You hit some things from some and you give light to others to understand. And Lord, I thank you because now even my life might seem like a parable now, right? Sometimes.
So also, I'm assuming that you would recommend that we pray the scripture when we're not, it's not about the daily reading. So I just go to the Psalms and practice. I mean, I think practicing praying the Psalms is just such a delight.
So it's a prayer book of the Bible. It's our prayer book. Those are the prayers that Jesus prayed too. You know, so sometimes I think it's important for us to keep in mind that we pray the Psalms, of course, we pray the scriptures, we pray whatever the Lord is bringing to our hearts, to our minds, and we sometimes pray particular promises, particular verses, or particular you know, like if you're hearing here, you shall not murder, then you can just pray, Lord, forgive me because in my heart I'm murdering this person, right? Or things like that. But we pray this, that's praying the scriptures, a particular verse. But sometimes the situation is too complex that we need to, that being immersed in the scriptures will bear fruit in our prayer life because we know the story. We know we are not only praying verses, isolated verses, but we're praying back the trusting in whom we're, to whom we're praying. You know, we know his character because we've been in the Word.
Right.
So that is another way in which we, you know, being in the Word enriches our prayer life because we are learning about the character of God.
So we encourage you to pray about being in the Word and praying back the Word to God.
Yes.
So
yes.
In Deuteronomy, there's a lot about obedience. And so I wanted to just ask you, how do you also then, you know, ask God to be more obedient? Or, mm-hmm. you know, there's the law versus grace. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. A lot of people get kind of caught up sometimes on, oh, am I being obedient enough? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that is one, that is what, it's amazing, the connection. We've read Ephesians several times, and we've come here, so Deuteronomy 5. Right? So we have the Ten Commandments, but we need to pay attention that how it starts is that God is reminding us mm-hmm. that He is the Lord who made a covenant with us, that He loves us, that we are His, that He's our Redeemer. And then the what He wants us to obey, right? And He wants, and Deuteronomy is about love, loving the Lord also. So if we put those things together, because we're immersed in the story, then we know how to pray. And we can just say, Lord, instead of just asking Him to help us obey, which it's perfect, and it's, we need to pray that, but it's more of change my desires, mm-hmm. that I may want to obey You, that I may want yeah. to love You in such a way mm-hmm. that my delight will be to keep Your commandments, just like Psalm 119. Right? Yes. That it's our yes. anthem here for yep. the Bible reading challenge.
And God gives us the faith to believe in Him. And I believe that you can ask Him to have to give you more obedience.
Yes.
Like, anyways, Lord, please help me to be obedient and have it come from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then show me ways that I may not be obedient, or that I have idols, or, you know, mm-hmm. ways that I am in any way blocking my love and affection for You.
Yes, exactly. And it's just like, and again, it's just like, but coming to the Word, we are immersed in understanding that God is a God that is holy, 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 but it's also forgiving, forgiving, forgiving,
Amen.
And merciful.
Amen.
Right?
It's all grace.
It's all grace. Yes.
Okay, so I know that Becky loves the Puritans. And I am just curious,
love
the Puritans.
I don't even know. Well, I don't know. I remember. I started reading the Puritans because with someone that was not a Puritan, Spurgeon and Ryle, but they were, you know, like in the 1800s, and they were more passionate about their showing their love for the Word. And I don't know. I love the writing style. And then somehow I ended up with the Puritans, and I just love the Puritans.
So you, if you could recommend a book, I know we talked about this, of a Puritan, what would the book be?
I would recommend Richard Sieb's The Bruised Reed.
The Bruised Reed.
So my pronunciation, yeah.
And the author is?
Richard Sieb's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so it's encouraging book about how the Lord, it's all grace, and you know, when you see something like a little spark in our heart, in your heart, if you feel like this is not a fire, the Lord can turn it into a fire for His glory. Amen. So Amen. It's just very, very encouraging.
So you think that reading the Puritans teaches you more about loving the Lord, the way they love the Lord? And you said it taught you about warm affection.
Yes, that is what I love about them, because we live in a very pragmatic time, right? We even have our check list,
yep, yep,
right? Of
yes,
reading the Word and
yep,
checking boxes. And but we want to be careful. We do want to check boxes. We do want to finish. We do want to do the reading. Mm-hmm. But we want to do it with our whole heart. Mm-hmm. We want to love the Lord. We want to come and just say, "This is my delight." And just the Puritans have taught me to be, you know, if you're feeling that you're cold, they would say, just draw to the fire, mm-hmm. right? Come, just, you mm-hmm. know, here's the fire, here's the Word. Just come and mm-hmm. be
snuggle
here,
up.
Snuggle up and be here. I like that idea. Yes.
I'm gonna snuggle up to my Bible.
I know, it's like, and that's true, because sometimes in our, you know, we've done the contrary. We feel like, we're feeling cold, we're feeling like we don't want to pray, we're feeling that we are, you know, like alone, and yep. we withdraw.
Or overwhelmed, and we cannot do anything. And so
exactly.
We still encourage you, if you feel overwhelmed and feel like you can't do anything, to just start.
Yes.
Start reading and praying, of course, to the Lord.
And also if you feel like you have a little understanding, or your desires and your love for the Word, it's not super big or firing up, just trust. Come every day to the Word, trusting that it's the Holy Spirit that will revive His Word and turn a fire in your heart. And it is not necessarily going to look like, you know, like, oh, I'm on fire. You know, it just had, but it's just this love, deep love, that when trials come, you know, the everything's around shaking and moving, but your core will be unmovable.
And when the trials come, the afflictions come, which they will, then it's remembering what the Word really says, not going off on your own feelings or your own temptations, but to just remember, oh yes, the Lord is faithful. He is doing this for a purpose, and I can look back and see all the times in our lives that we've had afflictions, that the Lord used it for good.
Exactly, and that is exactly what you just said now as a prayer. They'll be praying the scriptures back to God, because you are immersed in the story, then you know how God tells his stories. And then that is the blessing. That is the blessing. So in the midst of the circumstances of affliction, we pull beautiful promises that are pillars in our lives. But then those are not isolated. They are part of the story, what you're saying. And then you are upheld by the story itself.
Right.
The God that tells the story.
Yeah. And being in His Word every day transforms. I mean, it just transforms our lives. I mean, I have to confess that before this Bible reading challenge, I'd never really sat down and read the whole Bible like we're doing here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read the Bible and books and been under great teaching for a long time. But starting this challenge and being consistent with it has just been a transformation. And my husband reading with me has been wonderful.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing to sit at the table and then know that one of your children will bring that up. It's like, did you read today? You know, like, or that is encouraging, and that builds us up. And then we can be more obedient, as you were, you know, we were talking about obedience. We can be more obedient also in the way we communicate with each other, right? Because the Bible says that we are ought to encourage one another in the Word. And some of you have shared testimonies on our Facebook live about how you were in a situation and you had words to say, wise words to say, because you've been in the Word, right? And it's just a blessing.
Yeah. So how are we doing with time?
I think we're good. We're perfect. We're good. We're both talkers, so we were like, hopefully we won't take too much.
So I thank you for tuning in today. I'm thankful that I was able to be with you, Becky.
Thank you, Donna.
And so we just say, carry on.
Yes. We're praying for you.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Yes.
Ciao.